At McDonald's, we're always working to build on our Happy Meal. Which is why we're giving your little ones the choice of a book or toy and are ditching hard plastic toys altogether. And why we've recycled old toys into Ronald McDonald House Charity's playgrounds. In fact, we're building one right now. Sorry for the noise. Participating restaurants only. Served from 11 a.m.
Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know, we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. Real Ass Podcast. It's a Monday. It's a Monday. I am Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the common denominator, Louis J. Gomez. We ain't fucking around. Obviously, we always come to you with the heat. Unfortunately, Zach Amico not able to make it today. Had to take a personal day, so shout out to Zach Amico. Much love to Zach Amico. Go be well, my brother. But either way, we do have two white guests in studio today, which is, honestly, we've gotten so fucking woke around here. There's gays, Jews, women, blacks. Gas Digital is not the old school Gas Digital that people try to portray us as, okay? So this is a throwback to the times where we would have two fucking straight up real deal hardcore white guests. And you guys look like you got ideas. You guys look like you're fucking ready to spread some fucking white pride. And that's what I like. And that's why we have you guys here today. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the Dad Meat Podcast. It's Mike Rainey.
Thanks for having me, buddy. And Lewis, I appreciate you making the water fountain whites only for today.
It is very, really it is, nice the water fountain is whites only for the day. I just mocked him right to his fucking face, everyone. Everyone out there, that was a Philly accent. I just mocked right to his face. The water fountain.
I cannot wait to wrestle you when we're done.
We are training today. Christ. It may happen on the show. At one point, we may just get fucking jujitsu crazy on this table.
Let's do it. Ryan, can you referee?
Oh, yeah. No, I can't wait for you to go full vineyard on him later today. I can't wait, dude.
Also, very happy to have on the show. I've heard a lot of great things about this gentleman. People like this guy a lot. He went very deep in the Skanks hottest comedian bracket.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this.
I don't know that.
They want to suck and fuck you, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Those fucking moms. Those giggly moms.
I'm ready to give girth since birth, dude. I'm ready to fucking cream, dude.
Ryan Shaner from the Affected Podcast is here. What's up, kid?
Dude, thank you for having me, man.
Making his real ass debut. This fucking real deal, dude.
I fucking appreciate it.
Listen, I know there's a lot of pressure.
There is.
This is like the fucking, this is like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, Joe Rogan.
Sure.
Like when Nick Diaz shouted him out being like trained by day, Joe Rogan by night. That's not the Joe Rogan today.
Damn.
Nick Diaz wasn't listening to Joe Rogan talk to fucking like doctors and scientists. He was listening to Joe Rogan get high with his friends and fucking make racist jokes. And that's what we do.
That's what we're going
to
do today.
That's what we're going to fucking do.
We should set up a little picture of Nick Diaz in the corner to make
that. You say Joe Rogan.
Oh, bring Nick Diaz in here too, man.
Why not? Fuck it. Right? Hell yeah. Shannon.
Yes.
Great job with the bookings today, I want to say.
Thank you.
We also have on today's show, it's not even just that. Not only do we have two fucking great white guests, but we also have, very, very excited, we have both Irish Joey O'Neill and Paco back on the ones and twos. Because today we are officially deciding who is going to be the brand new second chair producer. I mean, whoever set up the board is likely out. Is likely out.
That was me.
That was you? Well,
yeah,
Shannon?
It works now. I'm very sorry.
Blame Shannon.
Here we go.
Second chair producer. Hold on. I got to do it. The timing is everything in comedy. Do you guys not know anything about comedy? The second chair producer. Which,
we were supposed to do on Friday's show, but I swear to God, I just forgot to do it. We had them come in, they set up bits, it was a whole thing, and then we just ended the show. So.
You know, Dylan was out there talking about Jewish history, so. Very white guest, and I don't know if you want to include him in on that.
The Jews? No. I don't know if he includes the Jews. Do you consider Jews being white?
I don't know. I'll go with the team decision here, but.
I'm going to vote no.
I'm going to vote no, too.
I'm going to vote no.
I'm going to vote no. I'll tell you why. My girlfriend is of the Jewish faith.
Okay.
And we did a Passover Seder with her family this past Saturday night. I call it Seder Day.
Mm-hmm.
This past Saturday night. And thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that.
I saw what you were doing there. I was like, he's got it. He's got it.
So my girlfriend's Jewish, and she had me sit through what I can only describe as a long, boring...
train ride?
Horror.
You got to get the full experience, dude.
It's probably like pulling teeth getting through that Seder, right? You know?
Dude, I mean, let me tell you something. If I was Jewish, I would pray for a Holocaust. If I had to sit through that fucking Seder every year, I'd be like, can somebody
Auschwitz
please...
you complaining, dude? Yeah, come on.
I mean, seriously. Can somebody please kill my people if I have to deal with one more Seder?
All right, Lewis, now's the time where we all get naked and get in bunk beds stacked eight high.
Seriously. Did you have come out in striped pajamas during the Seder, too?
Dude, I don't know, man. It was a lot. Look, it wasn't bad. The problem is I'm trying to go keto right now, and none of the fucking food
is that
keto.
Yiddish? Keto?
Keto, yeah. I'm trying to go keto right now. I'm trying to be keto. And, of course, the fucking meal isn't keto, so I went off my keto diet for the special Seder.
Of course.
Seder it's meal.
Keto.
I'm a Seder masochist. I wrote Seder jokes for today's show, so you guys know.
Why don't you Seder for later, dude? Jesus Christ.
All right, so we're not counting Jews. We got one no, two no's, and I'm going with a nine, so it's three no's.
Three nose.
Yep.
It's three nose.
Wow.
That's a big nose. Yeah.
I was trying to think of a nose joke there as well.
I saw you there. It was on the tip of your nose.
You know what? Fuck it, dude. There you go. solid work, Ryan Shaner.
I tried.
I appreciate it. It's so much. It's so. Shannon, have you ever sat through a Seder?
No, I have not.
No, your Italian father would punch you right in your fucking skull.
I've never participated in anything Jewish.
A fucking Jewish dinner. It's a horrifying experience, and I'll tell you why. Because, look, it was nice, and her parents are very, very nice. I'd never met her parents before. My son loved it. My son threw on that little fucking Jew. That Jew yarmulke, let me explain to you something, okay? If you were raised anti-Semitic like me, okay, like my mother was straight up real deal hate the Jews, like unapologetic. She was like she had the attitude of like, what? Obviously, I hate the Jews. Who doesn't hate the Jews? She was so so anti-Semitic. Okay,
sun goes down in the west.
Yeah,
and we hate
the sky's blue, the grass is green. We hate the Jews.
Duh.
Obviously. So putting that yarmulke on my head, it was the only time I had done it one other time mocking a Jewish person. Like I took his yarmulke from him. I call it Jew scalping because when you take a yarmulke off a Jewish person's head without their permission,
okay,
then you could wear it and go, oh, 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 oh. It's very funny. It's very
then
funny.
You're going after two whole races there. You're appropriating two.
Yeah.
That's
no,
pretty
no,
great.
It's pretty, yeah.
That's
it's
double time.
It's a high level racism.
That is pretty
Shaner. You didn't realize
good.
What you were walking in here.
No,
to,
but that's,
today.
I mean, I can appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm real deal. Okay. So, Jew scalp, that's one separate thing. Okay. This is the first time I ever put it on my head. And for like a real reason. And it felt like it was melting into my skull, like burning like a ring of Jesus hate right into the back of my skull.
Did you feel like complaints coming to the forefront of your mouth?
Yes. It's like, oh, it's hot in here.
Who made this?
Did you immediately want locks when you put it on top of your head?
Listen to me. I didn't know what to feel. I didn't know what to expect. But I still wanted to be culturally like smart and fucking... you know, a good role model for my son. Mm-hmm. So the whole time, and he doesn't get it. He has no idea the holy war that he's in between right now because he's saying, he's like, oh, this is great. He's like, Mom, this it's really fun. It's not as fun as Christmas, but it's like almost as much fun as Christmas. He's like explaining to his mom. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, Karen, you got to come over our place for Easter and we'll teach you about Easter. And I was like, James, you don't know. like it's they killed Jesus. They killed Fucking, I'm not even being an asshole here, right? The Jew, like, that was the thing.
Are you saying this at the table?
Are you slamming on the table?
Not for nothing, everybody, buddy.
You guys killed Jesus. You know, elephant in the room. Can we just say this right now? And then I could eat this fucking matzo cracker, and I have no problem with it. But you need to admit to yourselves and to everybody else that you murdered my Lord and Savior.
Damn.
Yeah, I felt like I was a traitor.
Did you? You should have embroidered that into the yarmulke. They killed Jesus. That would have yeah. been fun. You took the time. Yeah, you wanted to participate, but you're like, just letting them know.
They murdered Jesus. Look, that's sort of the cliff notes, what I took from
Are you one of those guys that say they murdered Jesus or they killed? Because
there's a difference?
There's definitely. There are people who are like, oh, the Jews killed Jesus, but they're like trying to take it in a way like, oh, they killed him because, like, you know.
Jesus brought him. So it was like a dunk tank situation. He was up there.
He shouldn't have been
little dick
that.
Motherfucker.
Oh, it's like the Uber driver that should have just let those 13-year-old girls steal his car.
Yeah.
So I get the murder
is like, you're like, these Jews murdered.
So it's like whether it's Fox or CNN reporting on Jesus.
Yeah.
That would be the difference. Yes. Yeah. Definitely. I see. Yeah. Okay.
I knew a couple of dudes growing up that would always say the Jews murdered Jesus. Like,
I think killed and murdered is the same thing, in my opinion.
I mean, a lot of people, I think manslaughter
Jesus?
No, they didn't manslaughter Jesus. They didn't throw a punch and Jesus hit the ground and fell asleep. That's not how that works. It's not like they were like pushing Jesus and he tripped. And he's like, oh, fuck, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, I think killed him insinuates he was fighting back. Like he's Hulk Hogan, like just coming back. Hulkamania started running wild. And that's why they had to nail him to
the cross. During the last moments, Jesus had to, like, dude, you're nailed to a cross. Okay.
Yeah.
It is. It's awful. Okay. Plus, hot as hell, dude. It's like desert heat.
Do you think Jesus, like, on this day, the humidity, this day?
It would be so wild.
So pissed.
Oh, dude. Like, it sucks. You're sweating. Your hands are fucking torn.
That's the biggest complaint Jesus has. Like, and I'm sweating my ass off.
He's calling down to Mary Magdalene. He's like, any chance you could shimmy up this pole and suck my dick before I fucking die?
There was you guys are in the MMA and stuff. There was a couple dudes I knew who wore shorts that literally said, Jesus didn't tap.
Yeah, that was a famous, that was a brand, I think.
Yeah, he couldn't tap. That's what I mean. It's like, do you think that was an option for Jesus? Yeah, He's like, all right, guys. Tap, come on.
Jesus also couldn't clap his hands.
Yeah, he couldn't do a lot of things.
That's why they initiated the verbal tap. It was all Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I was Jesus, I would have been like, giving everyone up of the apostles, they're hiding over there.
After the first whip, like, come on.
Fuck this, dude. You're not nailing my hands to a cross. Dude, have you ever fucking... I mean,
I hope
have you ever been nailed to a cross?
I always want to believe that the guy who nailed Jesus to the cross, also that was his first day like with carpentry. And he had no idea. Like he hit his thumb. He's like, motherfuck.
What if they were like not union, like the plumber's union showed up? They had an inflatable rat next to him.
What if Jesus, because he was a carpenter too, but he was like snooty, he was like, that's not how you nail.
What is that, a 10-penny nail? Get your fucking shit together, dude.
And I realized I just said plumber's union. I don't know what.
The plumber's union in Nazareth, they're like, these fucking bags. Just standing out front.
Yeah, if I was Jesus, I'm giving up everybody.
Sell out everybody?
They show me a cross. They show me a crucifix. They show me some other dude with fucking birds pecking at his head. By the way, they just leave you up there, right? Yeah. How does crucifixion work? They just nail you there and they say, die.
So, right? Jesus wasn't Jesus killed by like the spear of destiny? He didn't die of crucifixion. He died getting stabbed.
No, the spear of destiny.
Yeah.
Aquaman's thing?
No, that's the is that the spear of truth?
I don't know, dude. That's
whatever, whatever in the fuck.
Oh, you're gay, dude. Yeah. This guy likes Wonder Man.
No, that Wonder fucking Woman. That
he
movie
just showed his ass.
The movie Constantine.
Let me guess, you're a Robin fan too.
Oh yeah, Nightwing, faggot. Shut up.
It's a method of punishment or capital punishment in which the victim is tied to or nailed to a large wooden beam. Yeah, I know. Tied to is nothing. I'll be tied to a wooden beam all the live long day.
Man, what did the other two?
That
guys
seems
do?
Like a good stretch. To that be honest with you. Like
crucifix, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Just get fucking ripped, dude.
That's a great old Ted Alexandro joke. He was like, Jesus was ripped, dude. He should have his own workout videos. Body of Christ.
Oh yeah, dude. Legs by Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what I took from it, because I went to Sunday school for a little while when I was a kid. I was raised Catholic. I got my communion. I did all that shit. What I took from it was, the only thing that I took from it was that the Jews killed Jesus.
That's the only thing you got out of all Sunday school.
I don't know what else. Jesus. Test me on my biblical knowledge, Shannon, or test all of us on our biblical knowledge. I bet you guys are fucking biblical assholes.
Grew up non-denominational.
I had 12 years of Catholic school. Hit me with it.
Oh, he's got it.
Wow. Okay, I'll challenge you to fucking biblical jeopardy right now.
I was close to being a priest, dude.
No, you weren't.
Keep those kids away.
No, you weren't.
Yep.
Were you really close to being a priest?
No, I was.
But you still got the eye for birds.
Well, I just wanted to be a good voice. Like, I would do everything they told me.
Of course. That's just the way. So you were
choir practice. You like went after school and did like the extra shit where you like you wore some shit and fucking hung out with the priest.
Dude, I became an altar boy for like 2 weeks.
Altar boy.
Yes.
Fuck yes.
What did you call them?
I said a
choir boy.
I said a boy who puts on a thing. Yeah, and hangs you did. Out with the
very vague.
Described vaguely.
You just vaguely described Catholicism. Like, you know, they put on the things. Jews kill Christ. You know, they put on the thing and then the Jews. Thanks for clearing up Catholicism.
Dude, I didn't pay attention much. I'm just letting you know what happened. Okay. And I found out that the Jews will say amen.
What?
What?
That's wild. They say amen. They say hallelujah.
I know a couple of Jews. They say, I don't.
Are you sure this wasn't a costume party?
Yeah, where were you?
Is that a Proud Boy convention? Shannon, they say amen, right? The Jews? I believe so.
I've never heard that before.
Just Google it. Asshole.
I have like 6 things queued up that you asked me to
look up.
Good.
This is good. This is how we unfold the show. This is called brilliance.
Do you want to do the Bible quiz?
What are the other things you know?
I looked up, did the Jews kill Jesus?
All right, I want to know.
So.
Once and for all, let me know. Go ahead.
Great.
Here we go.
So one site says it's impossible to maintain that the Jews killed Jesus.
That was written by Jews. That was written by Jews.
She's using Jugal instead.
Jugal. One says the Romans are to blame for the death of Jesus.
When in Rome.
Yeah.
Well, Jews lack a motive for killing Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about that either.
It's the
lie.
What?
Are you using the search engine?
Couldn't have killed Jesus. We were busy playing golf. We weren't even there that day. Shannon, did the Jews kill Jesus or not? Yes or no, once and for all. Can you please let me know?
I don't.
Yes, say it. Yes or no?
Yes.
Wow. Firing squad.
That settles it, dude.
They killed him with firing squad. What do you mean they speared Jesus?
Yeah, apparently there was a fucking
like Goldberg?
Yeah, that would be sick.
They fucking boom.
If they put Jesus in the jackhammer before they fucking did it. Dude, Goldberg kills Jesus?
Dude, Goldberg.
He's a Jew.
He's a Jew. Oh my God.
We're coming to revelations right now.
This is insane.
This is crazy.
This episode will be known as the one where we teach everyone about the death of Jesus.
Where we figure out that Bill Goldberg is specifically responsible for the
Holy Lance, also known as the Lance of the Longinus. That's eating pussy.
Wow, dude.
Lance of eating pussy.
Longinus?
Whoa, dude.
It's a long tongue.
Longinus?
The Spear of Destiny, or the Holy Spear, is legendarily known as the lance that pierced the side of Jesus as he hung on the cross during his crucifixion. Oh, so that was. Oh, I see. They fucking gave him a little poke.
Yeah, they poked him.
They poked
just for a good.
They
good
poked
measure.
The bear.
Yeah, they did. They let him up there. They used their shitty
he was
nails.
Like, don't poke the bear. Like, all right, you know what? I can't actually do anything. I'm nailed to this cross.
It'd be funny if he was teasing him. I was like, yeah, I'm fucking fine. I'm fucking fine.
Candy just spilled out of his wrist. Yeah.
God is my father. Look here, drink the Kool-Aid that's pouring from my wound.
Whatever you juice, whatever. I don't know. Anti-Semitic Jesus sounds.
How long do you think it took him to become anti-Semitic on the cross?
3 minutes.
No, dude. First nail goes in the first hand. These fucking Jews. These fucking Jews.
Dude, I even think it's the first splinter of just setting them up there.
Yeah.
Making them carry. It's like, God damn it.
They would sooner have to fucking Holy Spear me to death on the ground. I'm not giving them my hands to nail to a cross. It ain't happening, Jews. I also said this at the Seder. I was like, how do you guys do it? You're so weak and feeble.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of guys on you after you've been beaten for a while. I'm pretty sure you're
get your Jewish hands off me. Your Jewish mitts off me.
He goes full chest and like, you damn dirty Jew. He just loses it.
So amen is actually a Hebrew word. That means thanks.
Oh.
And it says, in Judaism, it's commonly used as a response to a blessing. So they do use it.
Yes. Amen, Shannon.
Damn.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. I'll be in Jamaica next week.
Jamaican
1 week
Jews?
From today. Oh, imagine
Jamaican
that.
Jews,
Jamaican Jews.
They're Jamaican me crazy with their big beanie yarmulkes, dude.
That'd be awesome, dude. Awesome. Oh, dude, that is actually a fucking market. We should sell that on podcast merch. All right, Dylan, can we please sell on podcast merch yarmulkes with the racist Jamaican...
the dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks that are sticking out from underneath the yarmulke.
Oh, but we'll make them curly. Like the Jewish curls that they have on, the, like that, we'll make the dreadlocks curly, dude.
No, because they're not going to be, oh, I guess we make it Jamaican colors.
Yeah.
That works.
But they'd be like blue and whites and golds and stuff, whatever.
We'd have to consult with Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon, what's the deal with the Jamaican Yahweh?
I'm trying to find a picture of a Jamaican Jew.
Type in Yastafarians.
Shannon, what was one of the other things that I wanted you to look up? I like this. I like doing it this way.
Okay, so we got to the amen. I have the Bible quiz. We did the spears. How did the crucifixion kill him? We did that. Jesus didn't tap. I have that. That's it. I think we're good.
All right, so let's go with the quiz on, is it Christianity or Catholicism?
It's on the Bible.
It's in the Bible. All right, let me go.
All right, number one. Which disciple was often referred to as the one whom Jesus loved? Was it Philip, Matthew, Peter, or John?
We're going to do fucking multiple choice. It's easy. It's too easy then.
Well,
which disciple was
it's got to be Johnny.
Referred to as the one whom Jesus loved?
John.
Well, Philip had the biggest dick. So
so logic would tell you Philip, but he hated him.
Yeah, Jesus was no size queen, dude. He appreciated thrust more than girth. You know he did.
It's true.
If you see Jesus, he's not like, you know, if you can pass through the eye of a needle. He's like, dude, as long as you can get it in my mouth.
A loincloth was like the gray sweatpants of that time.
Did you see all of Jesus' dick
just bobbing
just
his dick
hanging
around
to the side, dude? I wish I could wear a loincloth. Dude, if I had the hang for a loincloth, that's all I would wear. I would walk around with a rose of fucking thorns on my head or a crown of thorns and a loincloth. That would be, I would fucking.
Dude, you think Jesus' cock ring would be a cock ring of thorns?
If maybe.
Dude, that would be. See, that's a marketing idea, too.
Possibly.
Just a cock ring of thorns.
What if he says a 9-inch nail through his cock?
Oh, man. A dick crucifixion? Fucking.
Wow. All right, so I'm going to say Peter. Peter Piper picked a pick a pepper. We don't know until the end.
It was John.
Was John. No, nobody said John.
I said John.
You? That's a fucking. That's a hot guy name too. John's like an old school throwback fucking name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus, like the manly
you're not
man.
Fucking. You're not fucking Philip.
Yeah, it's true. Philip, get the fuck out of the bedroom, Philip. Me and John have to have.
Philip is
time
the guy that your mom dates who hits her.
Yeah.
That's nobody wants that.
Yeah, Philip's the slow apostle.
All right,
Philip, don't eat that.
Okay, when Jesus had in mind to feed the 5,000, who did he ask where they shall buy the bread for the people to eat? Peter, Philip, Andrew, or Judas?
I don't even know what this is.
No, Judas is...
I was like, what is this?
The wording is very weird.
When
Judas
did he feed
is the
5,
one who sold him out to the fucking Jews.
Judas.
Jew is the first syllable of Judas. He should have known.
What do you think?
His friend Kaikathy said nothing.
I'll go with Andrew.
Peter is a famous apostle, doggy, and he is the one that it is.
He's the one at the gates, though.
Peter is at the gates,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Right?
He is. Peter has his own feast day. Feast rhymes with yeast. So Peter could have got given the first feast infection. I'm going with Peter, man.
I say Peter as well. Peter, we all agree.
Philip. Fucking Phil. Yeah.
Fucking Philip.
Uncle Phil.
What was the profession of Simon Peter and his brother Andrew before they were called by Jesus?
There was a guy named Andrew Peter.
Simon and Andrew Peter.
Drew Peter.
Were they agents?
Drew Peter?
Simon and Andrew
Tax
Peter.
Collectors? Were they like debt collectors? That would be sick.
Yeah. Artisans is called.
Artisan's such a vague. That sounds like a fucking bougie ass fucking term. Like I'm an artisan.
He's making expensive cookies. Yeah.
Simon Peter. Andrew and Simon Peter. Andrew and Simon Peter. They sound like fucking tax collectors. They really do. Yeah.
Are those the gay brothers on HGTV?
They look like Dave Smith. Two Dave Smith.
Are those the guys that flip houses?
Yeah.
They flip crosses.
They flip crosses. Flip this Messiah. We need
what
to
is
get
an artisan? Isn't that a type of cookie?
Or like type of anything.
An expensive treat.
Like a craftsman.
I would go. Yeah, I'm going to go with fisherman.
What does artisan mean? That means like a specialty. Like I'm a fuck. I'm a cunt. It's,
you make weird shit.
I'm a cunt.
I'm a cunt, and I make cookies.
I just make
so they're artisan cookies.
Yeah.
These are cunt.
It's from scratch, and there's a lot of fucking shit that goes.
It's a fancy word for contractor.
Yeah,
it is. So, you're right.
Artisan.
Skill trade.
Skill trade, especially, yeah, they're all, everything's artisan.
Every prostitute has been an artisan.
Who sells their shit is not artisan.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you know what, my, this is some horse shit.
That's fucking.
Artisan is a fucking cunty word.
That's a cunt ass word.
If you see a place that says they sell artisan, whatever, do not.
You know what? I have an artisan fleshlight from that fucking thing. It was fucking good, man. It's finely crafted, blowing out the back of it.
We've learned we know a lot about this shit. This is not a good religion quiz, Shannon. These are annoying ones. It needs to be other things like what day was Jesus born? Christmas. What day did he rise from the dead? Easter.
Was he a lefty?
He was.
Was he a lefty?
I don't know. I just thought he was. I was like, that sounded right. It's Michael Bisping I was thinking of. Sorry.
Jesus was a Southpaw the whole time.
Yeah, dude.
Southpaw Jesus? Fuck yeah. Do you think Jesus could take a punch?
Dude, he took crucifixion.
I know, but
like,
that killed him.
He
fuck
didn't
that.
Take it.
He didn't take it. They did it to him.
Yeah.
I'm talking like.
That's like if somebody gets knocked out, you're like, dude, he just took that punch. Like, no,
he got knocked the fuck out.
Like, if
he
Jesus would have
kept it,
it would have fucking squeezed the nails out of his hands with Jesus' strength and just climbed down and fucking snapped the crucifix in half. Remember that? Dude, I wanted to get this tattooed on my body at one point. The picture of Jesus breaking the
yes,
you remember that picture?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I swear to God, I wanted to get that tattooed on my body at one point. I'm not even religious. I thought it was just badass, just like a jacked fucking diesel
dude.
Jesus, just ripping. Do you ever see this picture?
Yeah.
Pull it up, Shannon.
Dude, my stepdad's brother-in-law used to wear like those like spaghetti string like fucking tank tops and he was super jacked, but he had this one that was like a picture of Jesus pushing himself out of the ground with the cross on his back, and he's just like super fucking yoked, just jacked Jesus. And I was like, that's the guy you crucify. If anybody's like, I'm not fucking with that dude, what I want.
You know when dudes in movies pull out shotguns, they do that cool thing where they flip it around. You think he did that with the boards on his arms?
Dude, bet if he held it just with one hand walking down the street, like, you fucking pussies.
Anybody order a large 2x4?
Yeah. He actually uses his dick to nail it. Fuck yeah.
Shannon, what?
So really quickly, it says typically it takes about 24 hours to die via crucifixion. And it said Jesus lasted about 6 hours.
Mm. What a puss.
Oh, Jesus was a bitch.
What a pussy.
Wow. Jesus didn't tap because he didn't have time.
Yeah,
he died first.
Damn.
He died before he could tap. Imagine that, dude.
And what was the picture that you asked for? Jacked Jesus? Jacked.
No, it's where Jesus is. He's jacked, but he's breaking the cross. Yes, dude. Yes, dude.
You wanted that tattooed on you? Where did you want that tattooed on?
Across my back.
Yeah, dude.
A more jacked dude.
Just on you. Every time you move your shoulders, you're breaking it off. Like, fuck. Yes.
Ah, dude, that's so fucking cringy. Holy shit.
Dude, some guy painted that and was like, fuck. Yeah, dude. Every day he went back, he's like, oh yeah. Oh fuck yeah. Just add more like,
I mean, somebody
ripples.
Did originate that image. Like, there's just some dude who loved Jesus and working out.
Yeah.
It was just his shit, dude.
That's funny. It's like, cause you never really see emaciated Jesuses.
No.
You never see like downtrodden, busted up Jesus.
And
you
Jesus was a Jew, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they show Jesus and they give him like an old timey, like caveman African guy face, and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, sorry.
That's not Jesus.
He's the king of the Jews, excuse me.
This fucking African fucking tribesman. I mean, I'm talking like bone through the nose, like
what?
Like 5'7"
like 1930s Looney Tunes Jesus. Like banned from Bugs Bunny Jesus.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, dude, you'll see some pictures of Jesus, depictions of Jesus. And they show him like he's a straight up gorilla. It is wild.
Here's the deal, though, with that picture. He's clearly he's clearly got jacked upper body strength, but what if he skips legs and he can't
get his feet? He's got chicken feet.
He just breaks both things and then swings upside down by his feet. He's dangling.
It's just awkward. I'll get it.
Oh, there he is. There's, look, that's
Marilyn Manson Jesus.
Yeah.
The beautiful people. The beautiful
that's heroin people. Chic Jesus.
Then. Damn, he only lasted 6 hours.
That's a 6 hour Jesus.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mary Magdalene yelled up, "It happens to a lot of guys."
He's a two pump chump Jesus.
Dude,
that's another question. How long do you think Jesus lasted in bed?
Like, is he eternal?
Because he could just go. I mean, he's the son of God. He's got
can go. And he can come again.
Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a solid.
That was an alley-oop
We didn't give it enough. It was too smart for us. So it passed the funny censors. And we just went, yes. Yes.
Just a stern agree.
It's the Holy Spirit working through me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Jesus, he was definitely all emaciated and fucked up. Can you pull up the real depiction of Jesus, like what Jesus would have really looked like? Because I'm telling you right now, they give this guy a fucking monkey head. They do. It's not racist, dude. First of all, I'm half Afro-Latino, so I'm allowed to say anything.
Oh,
literally,
oh, man, you have a past, dude.
Anything I want. It's crazy. Exactly. Exactly. Right. Like, ooh. First of all, it looks like Kurt Metzger. Also, I just realized that. I realized we've talked about this before, and I just realized how much it looks like Kurt Metzger.
Looks like when I want to argue with Jesus about a cab fare. That's what I want to do right now.
Like, hello, I'm Kurt Metzger. Hey, I used to work for Comedy Central.
Jesus.
It really looks just like Kurt. Pull up Kurt's picture next to him. Me and Kurt will be in Tampa, Florida next month.
He's the second coming, dude.
Dude, that's wild how much it looks like Kurt Metzger. I've seen other ones that are more African monkey-like.
That's my Jesus.
Like that's,
put a crown of thorn on that guy, dude.
That's when he's on the cross right there. Like, this sucks.
Just bummed out.
This ain't cool.
Did you ever think of that? Did you ever think about doing the feet first?
Dude, double chin Jesus? Nobody wants that. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, real quick, I got to talk to fans of the show who are over the age of 21 years old. I got something that you're going to absolutely love, and that is HempireDirect.com. They have their amazing brand new Delta 8 flower. If you guys don't know what Delta 8 THC is, it's naturally occurring in hemp. It gets you really stoned. It's like a lot of people like it better than regular weed, okay? It gets you really high. I smoke it. Gas Digital loves this stuff. We get Empire Direct packages, and everyone freaks out and runs to the fucking mailman and attacks him for it. If you're a fan of marijuana, Hempire can legally sell you Delta 8 THC flower in 42 states. Right to your door, shipped to your door at a fraction of the price of regular weed. It really is priced to keep you high. If you use the promo code GASFLOWER, you're going to get 50% off of all of their Delta 8 flower. So you can pick up an entire ounce of flower that's going to get you high for just $75. You get an eighth for as low as $15. This is a great deal. Go take care of it right now. See if you enjoy Delta 8. If you guys like Delta 8, you're never going to switch back to regular weed. It's cheaper, it's legal, it's better. Delta 8 THC exclusively at Hempire. HempireDirect.com. Use that promo code GASFLOWER. HempireDirect.com. Promo code GASFLOWER. All one word. 50% off. Okay. Where were we? So, all right. Let's do plugs real quick because I got to plug some things and we're going to continue this conversation. I'm going to let you guys know, but because you have no idea what you do at a Passover Seder, do you?
I would love to know.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'll go through the beats.
Knock it out. Yeah.
I'll go through the fucking beats, doggy. I'll let you guys know what they're saying because I didn't know any of this shit. We don't know. In Christianity and Catholicism, we don't care at all. Like this is all very foreign, new shit to me. And I'm 39.
Wait, this
years
is
old.
Your first Seder that you've been to?
It's my first Seder.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So let's do plugs real quick. Shanner, what do you got to plug?
Oh, this YFI podcast. You fucked it. And then my Instagram is Shanner Cobbedy. ShannerCobbedy. And yes, those are my plugs, dude.
Sweet. Rainy.
I just want to say happy birthday in heaven to my buddy Tim Butterly, who couldn't be here today. He's on a work trip, and Tim and I do Dad Meat Podcast together. If you're a fat gay retard, I think you'd enjoy Dad Meat Podcast, so check it out.
Yeah, dude. We are all fat gay retards, and Dad Meat is very, very funny. These guys are hilarious. Live stuff coming up. Next month, April 16th, I will be in Boca Raton, Florida with Kurt Metzger. Whoa, I'm sorry. The 16th and 17th will be at Side Splitters in Tampa. The 15th will be in Boca Raton at the Black Box Theater. And on the 18th, we'll be in Port St. Lucie. Got Cleveland coming up, Las Vegas coming up, another gig in Connecticut coming up. Lots of dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab your tickets for any of these dates. And keep checking back to see if I'll be coming to your hometown. Sorry. Also, You love the show. You can subscribe directly at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. It gets you a 14-day free trial just for the next 2 or 3 days. We're giving out 14-day free trials. Then it's going to a 7-day free trial. So don't miss out. If you've not gotten a free trial yet for the premium service, you are truly missing some great shit. We have nearly 20,000 hours of streaming content that you cannot get anywhere else. Every episode of Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, believe you me. Gomez watches Seinfeld. Shannon Lee hires The Thing Is Ding. Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. We got fucking Tommy Dreamer's podcast, Jamie Joss's podcast. We got fucking Jessica Kirsten's on the network. SDR show. I mean, how many fucking shows are on this goddamn network? How many shows? It's incredible. 22 shows. Best podcast network in the world. The best $8 a month you'll ever spend in your entire life. So go support the show. You get everything ad-free and uncensored. Plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat, which is always a lot of fun. I'll be reading some stuff from the Racist Live Chat later on. Make sure you subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. The first Friday of every month, I give away a special prize. So I think I'm going to give away another prize this Friday. I don't know what it's going to be yet. I haven't decided. Maybe it'll be Cold Hard Cash again. People seem to like the cash. Wow.
Hard to beat, dude.
Yeah. Fuck, I'll say it. $250 given out this Friday night on my Twitch stream. So go to twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Subscribe. You got to be subscribed and you got to be in the live chat during the stream. Friday night starts at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And that's that.
All right.
Damn.
All right.
So much content.
Back to Jesus.
Back
to the lack of Jesus.
Oh, you're going to tell us about your
Seder.
The Seder.
Yeah.
Fucking Seder, bro. So you, I don't even.
How long is a Seder? Just how long is a Seder?
It was sold to be by my girlfriend as an hour. In that's reality, it was that's 3 hours. That's
a lie. So it's like a black comedy show.
Yeah. It was a lie. It started late. It ended late. Her dad ran the light. Yeah.
There were people just shouting in the crowd the whole fucking time.
There was three fights in the parking lot afterwards.
The rabbi's humping the stool. It's humping the lectern.
Yeah, you have to. You have to do a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, all right. So the way it works is they give you like a plate of food, and this plate of food is symbolic of sort of the story of the Jews' plight and their fucking rise to power. I mean, there we go. Thank you, Shannon. Yes.
Whoa.
There we go. This would be. I was going to try to do it off memory, and that wasn't going to work. Yeah. So there's an egg on the plate. There's some bitter herbs, a vegetable.
What the fuck is a shank bone?
There's a shank bone. There's just a big old fucking bone that sits on a table. You're like, okay, Jews, that's not weird. Charoset, which is, it's apples, nuts, and like a juice or wine mixed. It's actually really good. And then some lettuce. And what they do is they walk you through this story, and you eat little fucking things during the story. So it's like, oh, when we killed Jesus, you know, his blood rained everywhere, and then you fucking flick wine into your mouth.
It's like smell-o-vision.
Yeah, it's very. They don't do that part, but that's what I was doing the whole time. I was like, "What happened when you killed Jesus? What happened to his blood? Did it flick everywhere?
Were you wearing a tarp like Gallagher in a Gallagher show?
Yeah, dude.
Did they bring out the Sledge-O-Matic with the bone?
When are you getting to killing Jesus? Does the bone represent Jesus's carcass?
The Jewish Sledge-O-Matic is just a giant hammer.
They don't get into any of that. They don't mention. Damn. They don't mention Jesus, doggy.
They don't even mention him.
It's all about them and them being slaves to the Egyptians. Okay,
man, can we get over that already?
So the Jews were in Israel, right? And I guess Israel's the fucking desert, so it didn't have any shit. So then I think this is what happened. So they moved out to Egypt, and they were like, "All right,
that's
we're gonna
another
fuck.
Desert." They went from one desert they did, to another.
But Egypt is it's a very developed. Place, and it's also on the Nile River, so they got water, right? So water means that there's fucking livestock, there's plants, there's life. Mm-hmm. Boom. In Israel, there was none of that shit, dude. It's a goddamn wasteland. Okay, maybe do they have an ocean? Don't they have a beach in Israel? Tel Aviv?
Is there the Dead Sea in?
Yeah, that sounds
is that
right.
Is it, yeah, but that's salty as fuck, dog.
Yeah,
you can't
do anything.
You can't even do any of that naked and afraid
shit.
See,
that's
no purifying
it's funny,
that
the
shit.
Dead Sea, someone told me once that was where Jesus actually walked on water. Because it was so buoyant.
That's a trick, man.
When I was in Hawaii. Someone told me that once. When I was in Hawaii, I couldn't even get myself to submerge. The water was so salty.
Yeah.
That's actually.
Someone told me that was like the miracle was that when they saw him walking in water, like apparently it was way more buoyant. And he just somehow like
figured
fucking
it out.
Scooby-Dooed across the goddamn water.
He weighed 74 pounds. He was fucking.
Yeah, dude. He wasn't jacked like that.
No. If he was all jacked,
he
would have
fucking gone right
like
down.
A rock, dude.
Damn, he does look a lot like Shaggy. What if they had a Great Dane crucified next to him?
We're fucked.
He got crucified. He's like, zoinks. That's as Christ said, zoinks.
Yeah, so they leave and they go to Egypt and they're fucking there for a minute. And then at first the one pharaoh of Egypt is like, all right, you guys are cool. You're fucking Jews. I got no problem with you. Deal with do what you do. Okay. Then another pharaoh comes in. Shannon, tell me if I'm getting any of this wrong. Then another pharaoh comes in.
This is so inaccurate.
No, this is what happened, okay?
I'm listening.
Another pharaoh comes in, and he's like, nah. You can't have all these Jews up in our fucking Nile River. Get the fuck out of here. So he enslaves their people, okay? And he turns them into Jew slaves. And
he turns them into Jews.
I mean, look, if you're picking a slave, you're not picking Jews over blacks. Like, if we're just saying, like, I'm not being an asshole here, but black slaves would be... I mean, to be honest with you, I feel like the Jews would come up with more efficient processes, whereas the blacks are just fucking good, hard strength.
If you're looking, I guess that like Jews would have more of a schedule than black people would, but like Jews wouldn't do all the work. You'd have to have them working together.
You're right.
You'd have to have them working together.
You would need, in a perfect world, we enslave all the Jews and all the blacks.
Lewis, you're 100% right. And this is where the term pyramid scheme comes from.
Very true.
We're hearing this now. We're on the same page. Yeah. At least we're all getting this.
Yeah. We should be Jew slaves. I was like, we should be. Wait a minute here.
We should enslave the Jews and the blacks, have the blacks do all of the hard work, have the Jews manage the blacks.
It's slave paperwork.
I figured out how professional sports work.
All right, let's start with one. Dylan, lock the door. You're not going anywhere.
Get out of here.
Yeah, if you're picking a slave, you're picking the blacks. Honestly, but regardless, okay, so the Jews become slaves in Egypt, and I'm trying to remember what you eat. At this point, you have to eat some lettuce or something, and then you have to eat some parsley or some shit. It represents the bitterness of their lives.
Mm. Oh, man.
Then the hibachi guy flips a shrimp.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is that? He makes a volcano out of fucking onions.
Out of onions, yeah.
He makes your whore mother open her mouth. Fucking bitch.
It really is like a boring...
Boring hibachi.
Dark hibachi.
Is that what Seder stands for? Yeah, boring hibachi.
Boring hibachi is what a Seder is. It's like, can we do some tricks with this stuff?
No.
It's nothing.
It's a hibachi.
Yeah, a hibachi.
That was a stretch.
I liked it.
That was.
So, all right, I'm trying to forget something here. All right, so. Okay, so then the Egyptians were like, yo, we're going to fucking kill the firstborn Jew in every family because we don't want these Jews to be out there procreating. If we firstborn male Jew of every family.
Man.
Okay. And then somehow the Jews talked to God, I think somehow. And God was like, no, how about this? Okay, if you don't let the Jews go and fucking let them not be slaves, we're going to give you 10 plagues.
The plagues.
Well,
yeah.
10 plagues, dude.
Don't
bring them up, Jen. I want to see if I can remember the plagues.
Where's Moses come into all this? He's there, right? Moses?
I did not hear Moses' name not once.
Really?
I thought he was
like the dude.
No. I don't think maybe. Abraham, I heard.
I have a little bit about Moses' role. So he grew up during this whole time. When he grows up, he's told by God to command the Pharaoh to let the Jews go. And when the Pharaoh says no is when God did the 10 plagues.
That's when God said, you want to smite the chosen people?
Yeah.
It ain't happening. So first he sent, and I believe I'm not mistaken, frogs, right?
That's one of them. Yep.
It's like a bitter ex-husband. Yes, yes, I swear to God, you fucking bitch. If you don't let me see him, I swear to God, I'm going to send frogs to your fucking apartment. I will fucking kill you. Put him on the phone.
Turns out the Pharaoh really loves amphibians. Like, this is fucking great.
This rules, dude.
He's just like,
ribbit.
I named this one Bert. Pretty fucking cool. They're everywhere, dude.
Yeah, Shannon, it's like when you had a cricket problem. Maybe you were being smited by God.
It's possible. It's starting already.
I would rather the cricket problem starting again this year.
Well, my giant spiders have started, so the crickets are just shortly behind.
Wow.
Yeah, God is punishing.
What kind of weird Egypt place do you live?
It's Staten Island.
Of course.
Shannon lives in a fucking pyramid. Shannon.
Yes.
Second plague.
I don't have them in order, but I'll confirm.
No. I'll let you know if I get them. Boils.
Yes.
Boils. They're the Egyptians. Their skin started growing boils.
So everyone went through terrible puberty in Egypt. Everyone just started getting
just boners everywhere.
Boners.
Plague of boners.
They're like, yeah, man, my cousin is hot, but not that hot, dude. I don't know.
Tucking them into their waistbands as they slave away. They're
tightening the loincloths. Like, I gotta get rid of this fucking bat.
I mean, frogs aren't that. Like, would just frogs show
frogs
up?
Frogs aren't that bad.
As soon as the boils start showing up, you're like, okay, we got a problem now.
This the frogs is like a jackass prank.
Yeah.
The frogs are just it's hilarious.
Yeah. That's a frat. That's a frat.
They were stinkers.
that's by Zeta Chi, dude, coming by Egypt and fucking laying down frogs.
They stole the pharaoh's pet goat.
Yeah, they did. They're going to be so pissed when they wake up tomorrow morning.
And their goat's gone.
Yeah. Just butt-chucking red wine out of each other's assholes.
Dude, it rolled.
That's a fucking good party, dude. Yo, did you fuck that goat?
Oh, shit.
Did you fuck it?
All right, hold on. So boils, let's see. Fuck, dude, I really should have paid attention to the Seder.
You're rewriting history, man.
Yeah,
this was so much better.
Dude.
This is great. I'm giving a Seder right now. By the way, lick your fucking shank bone.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Lick your shank bone right now.
Get me a bone.
Suck it on webcam.
Dude.
The egg, you have to make it stand up. Like, you can only do it certain times of the year.
You have egg stand up?
You have to make an egg stand up. What? All right, that's what I did with the egg.
Are you sure you weren't just playing with your food at that point?
Yeah, I was.
Putting face on it.
Yeah, did you put the parsley on top like a beard? Check it out.
You have to take care of the egg like it's a baby for a month. Yeah. And if it doesn't crack, you are allowed to be a Jew.
Lewis painted a Hitler mustache on his.
So now,
okay, so you got frogs and boils.
I got it. Okay. The poisoning of the livestock.
Oh, man.
Livestock pestilence, yes.
Damn, that's a bummer.
Dude, they said, you know what? We're going to kill all your animals.
Jeez.
That is a psycho ex-girlfriend.
Dude, that is
some, like, you show
Egypt
up at home and your cat is just
your
fucking
cats. Yeah.
Why do all my cows have diarrhea?
Just diarrhea in Egypt. Just terrible plagues. That's the best part. It's like the pestilence isn't even like animals die. Like every animal just gets the shits.
Yeah.
So bad. Just people carrying around dogs like fucking Christ.
Oh, fuck.
God's actually a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's just a dick.
Let me see. Let me think. Hold on. There's more.
Fuck. So frogs, boils.
Frogs, boils.
Animal pestilence.
There's one with L.
Locusts.
Yep.
Locusts.
The Locusts, which I don't even know what that is. I just thought that was a hardcore band that I grew up with.
Locusts? They're like gay bees.
Locusts. Yeah, they're gay bees.
They're gay bees?
No, don't they eat
everything? They sting you with their dicks right in your mouth?
Oh, my bad.
Did a gay bee just put his dick in my mouth?
Did locusts show up on a big float?
Y'all mind giving me that stinger back?
Those are not gay bees. Those are fucking half bees, half
they're big grasshoppers,
doggy. Yeah.
Nah, those are Atlanta bees.
Those are gonna fucking. What do they do? Do locusts
they
even
eat? They eat.
Do they hurt you though, or they just eat your crops?
I think they just eat the crops.
They twerk.
They twerk on you.
I'm not afraid if they're. I have no crops.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm chilling.
You're the one Egyptian, like, I don't give a fuck. I have no firstborn son. I don't care about the boils.
Yeah, they're not my cows. I'm cow-sitting for my sister. Give them diarrhea.
Fucking fine.
Dude, I had boils before you even came here, so whatever.
As long as the rod's all right, I don't give a fuck.
Spare me the rod.
Yeah, spare me the rod, dude.
Fuck. All right, hold on. I know the last one they did. I don't want to say I know the last one.
I'll give you a little bit of a hint. There are more gross things like that. Things that I would
more
hate.
Boils?
No,
cum.
Like those.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more bugs.
Yeah.
It's a cum storm.
There's a cum storm.
It's terrible.
The vampire bats.
It's
they
not a
send
bug.
In. that'd be horrifying.
And then
imagine
the chuds
that?
Came out of the Nile.
Dude, is it not? No, it's not.
Not vampire.
Not vampire. No. It's not a bug.
They sent Black Lives Matter looters. They sent Black Lives Matter looters through the streets.
That's close to one of them.
Of
close to
one. Oh no!
What?
Right, by the way, we find out Shannon's racist a lot on the show. She shows her racist ass a lot.
Man,
what do you mean this close to one of them?
One of them is darkness.
Darkness.
Oh, wow! Holy shit!
It's similar.
And not for nothing, Lewis, but they ruined Egypt.
Yeah. It used to be a good Egypt until they started.
So, all right. So, darkness is another one. I know that they killed the firstborn sons of the Egyptians
that's
as well.
One of them.
But that's one of the hardcore parkour ones. That's the ones where the Egyptian says, "Fine, Jews, leave."
And that's why Moyles bite foreskin, because like they were initially going to eat the babies, but foreskin's really filling.
It's got a lot of nutrients in the foreskin.
You guys want to finish this baby? I've really had more than enough.
Yeah, dude. As soon as you bite the foreskin and the baby starts crying, like, what am I doing?
Yeah, that's got to be a weird.
You always got to go dick first, just because there's a moment of realization there. Like, yeah,
here I am.
Like, what? Who have I become?
No, do you think if Moyle ever like bites a dick and then catches his reflection, he's like, God damn it, I've turned into my father.
What have I?
Damn it. And he just goes home. He's like looking in the mirror, like,
that's what the cat in the cradle's about.
He puts on Harry Chapin and he's like, God damn it, man. Dude, that would be so great if a Moyle just has like a huge breakdown in the middle of like biting off foreskin.
All right, so what do we have here? We have darkness, we have locusts, we have frogs, we have boils, we have the killing of the firstborn. We're only halfway there.
And the animal pestilence.
And the animal pestilence. Four six. We have four six. Left. Come on, give me a hint. Give me the first letter of one, Shannon.
L.
Lewis, they send me to annoy the Egyptians.
It's a bug.
Lice.
Yes.
Lice.
Damn. That's just not that bad. Compared to killing the firstborn.
Just shave it off and hit it with the shampoo, and you've got no more lice.
We should have started with lice and then ended with killing of the firstborn.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, we started off strong.
Yeah.
And now what? We just have bugs left. Fuck.
Yeah. They had to end with the firstborn. They couldn't, like...
Yeah. That's their
you
know, greatest.
Like, what, you run out of ideas, guys? You killed my fucking firstborn.
Gives everybody flat tires.
And we're killing your firstborn. Thanks a lot, everybody. I've been the Pharaoh. Have a good night.
Give me another hint, Shannon.
It starts with an F. Also a bug.
Faggots. They turned everyone gay. Everyone just started sucking each other's dicks in the streets. They're like, what has come over us?
First the gay locusts, and now everyone's sucking cock. This Egypt is wild, dude.
It's Egypt.
Fires?
Flies.
Flies.
Flies. Man, what?
It's mildly annoying. Yeah.
This guy's a real insect pervert.
Jesus Christ.
High winds.
No Wi-Fi. That would be fucking... That's a plague.
You're on track with the weather. You're on track.
I'm on track with the weather.
Rain?
Tornadoes. It must be tornadoes.
No.
That'd be fucking dope, dude. God just sends tornadoes. Well,
Egyptian tornado sounds like a good MMA fight.
Egyptian tornado. Malak Melech Elah.
He'll kill your firstborn and bite his foreskin off. The guarantee Egyptian he's tornado. Got an awful haircut.
You said, sorry, it starts with an L?
H. This one's H.
It starts with an H.
Weather.
Hurricanes.
Nope.
That's the bad hurricane. That's the bad H one.
Hairy pussies.
There's another one. It's not as bad as a hurricane.
Herpes.
Oh, dude.
That's a fucking.
I'm going to tell you.
Like, everyone's got herpes, by the way. It's not even a big deal.
Yes, that's it, Mike.
Hail?
Yes.
Right. Hail?
Yeah. What? Hail Mary, hail. Dude. What do you think the fucking prayer
Jesus
comes from,
Christ.
Dickhead?
What is this? A plague of denting everyone's siding and fucking. Egypt?
They sent Heils. Everyone has to Heil Hitler until their arms fell off.
That's a.
They kept on doing that. Imagine that.
That's how it came to be.
What a punishment, dude. You just keep
just trying to protect themselves.
No, that's what they're doing. They're protecting their firstborn with
from
the
hail.
The hail, dude.
The hail protects from the hail.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it makes sense. Putting everything together.
Is that it? Did we just do a Seder?
What is one more?
One more?
I'm going to tell you.
What does it start with?
It's more than one word.
It's more than one word?
Ooh. Yeah.
Give me a hint.
It's about the water.
It's about the water.
Oh,
turns into something.
Not
else.
Distilled water. It's not distilled. They made it tap, but it's like from fucking like Mexico or something.
Yeah, and like lukewarm.
I like room temperature water.
I also do.
That's how I like my water.
So it turns into something else.
I know this one.
Ice.
Nope.
Steam. They make the whole place a steam room? Dude,
man.
Goes hand in hand with making everyone gay.
Gay locusts suck a dick. This should become the Roman bathhouse really quick.
This place rules. This we got no babies. Jeez. We're all just sucking each other's dicks in a steam room.
This is like a super gay sandals you're just going to.
They're all getting jack-lifting bricks all day.
All right, tell us what it is, Shannon.
Water turning into blood.
Blood.
Oh.
That would have been a lot to guess.
Yeah. I heard that too. I saw that in a movie. In The Mummy.
The water turns into blood.
Yeah, they did that in The Mummy. But that's the only part of the movie I remember.
Just Brendan all Fraser. The water?
I don't know. Hold on.
I almost feel like that's like, how do they do that?
At all. Yeah, that sounds impossible.
That was just a bad batch of Jesus trying to turn water into wine.
I'm starting to not believe this story.
Yeah, I don't know. This sounds like a load of shit.
This sounds like it's all made up, Shannon. Well, anyway, happy Passover, everyone. Yeah. We just did a Seder. Hopefully you guys enjoyed your apple and nuts. And throughout that story, hopefully you were reminded of, all right, so then they let the Jews go. And that's the end of it. Did I say that already?
That's when he parts the river, right?
Is that what happens?
I thought
that. Is that what that story is?
Yeah.
That's when he parts the sea? Yeah. And then he's like, come on, Jews. And we're walking through to Israel.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Can you walk from... There's a sea that they parted from Egypt to Israel. Is this all in? It's all coming together.
Yes, it's the thing.
This is like the fucking end of Fight Club.
You finally figure out that Moses is Tyler Durden. And how long has he been asleep the whole time?
First rule of Jewish Fight Club, deny the Holocaust.
Second rule of Jewish fight, you deny the Holocaust.
Give me another coffee, please.
I can read you the last paragraph of the story if you want.
Okay.
The Pharaoh's son is killed during the final plague, and as a result, Pharaoh lets the Jews go free before changing his mind, as the Pharaohs do. Then the ensuing chase ends up with Moses being trapped in front of the Red Sea before it's parted by God for the
Jews.
Now,
was it the Red Sea before they turned it to blood, or is it the Blood Sea?
I don't know.
Oh, that's actually a really good question.
Wow, dude.
That's actually a really good question.
Say, dude.
You need to go to Hebrew school.
Yeah, dude. You
should teach at Hebrew school.
Just show up.
Give me a baby. I want to bite his dick. Let's go.
Hold on. That's your diploma. It's just a picture of you biting a baby's dick like an apple.
You got to put one on the teacher's desk the first day.
A big old baby dick on that. You got foreskins in a plastic bag. Like, it's fucking...
These are fucking delicious. They're dry, you know? They don't add any sugar.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I don't know.
Everybody gets a yarmulke that says Amico 666.
Did they walk from Egypt to Israel through the Red Sea? Is that possible?
Is that what the story is, or is it physically possible?
Shannon.
I just want to know what to look up next.
Just look up what they did. Where'd they go? When they splitted the Red Sea and Moses brought them through it, what happened?
So the act of the divine intervention that finally leads them to freedom, and after 40 years in the desert, to the land of Israel. So that's what started those.
They spent 40 years traveling through the desert to get to Israel.
Yeah.
If they were black slaves, they would have been there in like a week.
They wouldn't. That's why they parted the Red Sea. If they were black, they just wouldn't have been able to swim. I just feel bad now.
Yeah.
We'll part it for you guys.
We'll get over there. Yeah. I don't want to swim. I'm not swimming.
Yeah, if they were black, it would have been different. It would have been a different thing.
They probably would have got through the desert faster, too. I don't know. I heard black people have an extra bone in their foot. Yeah. They would probably been able to get through.
No, well, that's what that bone is on the plate of the Seder.
Oh, that's the bone. The shank
it represents
bone.
The bone, the extra bone in black people's foot.
It's really big.
It's a huge.
Did they have big jackrabbit feet back then? Too?
If the Jews had that extra bone in their foot, they would have never been enslaved.
They would have never been enslaved.
Yeah.
Man, everything seems to add up.
Mm-hmm. Just 40 years in the desert being like, I think I made a wrong turn.
That's a bummer, too.
Yeah. Well, I liked it. Look, I didn't mind it. It was long and boring, but my kid really enjoyed it, and it's a fun little story. Mm-hmm. And then they hide a piece of matzah in the house, and my kid's got to go find it.
What?
And then if he finds a piece of matzah, his prize is... It's almost like they don't care about the stereotype at all. You know what his prize was?
What was it?
Was little chocolates shaped like money.
Oh, the gold coins.
The gold coins, yeah. It's like it's almost like, guys... It's like a black person being like, here's chocolate shaped like fried chicken.
At least
fried chicken chocolates.
Coins and not foreskins that he had to eat.
Hiding matzah is how the Nazis caught most of them in Europe. Just like a stick holding up a box.
Yeah, it was difficult to not be racist. It was difficult to not openly mock the Seder during the Seder while it was happening. But we got through it.
You learned a lot, dude.
You did.
I did learn a lot.
You had a lot of
And I'm sharing now the knowledge of Judaism. And I'm spreading it.
I can spread that knowledge as well. I appreciate
it. Please. I want you to.
I didn't even go so far as to call you a master Seder.
I like that.
You're a Seder masochist.
I said that earlier.
Oh, you did. He did. Fuck me.
It's all right. Might be the name of the show. Right, Shannon? Goddamn right. I saw you write it down, Shannon. Shannon's looking good, by the way. Shannon, you're looking good. Shannon, we got to figure out what we're doing with this second chair. We have Paco. We have Irish Joey.
Yeah.
I was supposed to call you, but I like doing it on air, and I like including the racist live chat in the decision.
And you also like ignoring my text. So
I like including Ryan Shaner in the decision. She's never done the show before. I want him to be a part. I want him to be an integral part of the decision making process right now.
Okay, because I don't want to make the decision.
Why?
Feel like they're very. They're very comparable.
Can we give like a pro and con list real quick for each of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So give me a pro. I'll write it down. First with Paco, because he's sitting next to you. Give me a pro.
He's very willing to help. Like he brings, you know, the guests waters without the masking, and you know, he's on top of that.
Helps.
Yes. Yeah, very willing to help. Yeah.
Very willing to help. Okay. Give me a con.
He didn't send articles this morning.
Didn't send articles. Wow. Paco.
And maybe he didn't know that he had to, but I want to get away from the world of reminding people to do stuff
all
the time.
Wow, Paco.
So that's just one thing.
Holy shit. That's fucking crazy.
That's what's up, nigga.
You need to fix yourself, doggy.
He says he forgot to press the send button, which is an excuse got from Dylan pretty often.
Do you think that he's lying? Because it would be in his drafts. If he can show his drafts right now.
He's looking.
Ooh, he can show his draft. If he shows his drafts, I will say that he does at least redeem himself slightly.
Yeah, there is a draft.
Damn. Whoa. Wow. Good for you, Paco.
That is pretty great.
He did have the draft. I assume everyone's lying about everything that they say every single time. Anytime somebody says anything, I'm like, oh, this is a fuck. It's like, I just look, I always am the skeptical. I look for the worst in people. Like, I was like, that was a flat out lie. And he was unapologetic about it.
He might have taken a screenshot of somebody else's
draft. Yeah, he could have doctored that.
That is true.
It moves.
It moves. Okay. All right. Give me another pro, Shannon.
A pro. Are we going back to Joey?
Yeah. Let's go to Joey now. We'll go to Joey. Fine.
So I feel like today, like going back and forth with pulling things up, it went relatively smoothly.
Good puller upper. Okay, I like that puller upper. Go ahead.
And then we're switching to Paco.
No. Now let's do a bad thing for Joey. Give me a con.
Child molester.
I don't know. I mean, like, a con, I guess, would be, like, but it's something that we have to learn through working with each other, like, pulling up stuff without me asking, but that's, like, I can't expect him to.
So you're saying incompetence is his...
No, not at all. It's
saying incompetence.
So you're saying that his con is also pulling up stuff.
No, I feel like in the ideal second chair...
No, and I feel bad for you because she's a psychopath, just so you know.
I mean, I'm not the only one. But
everyone hates Dylan. I thought Dylan could hear me, but he can't. No, I hate you.
I'll tell him after. It's okay.
I can't stand it.
So it's just like in the ideal second chair, like we would be able to like look at each other's screens and be pulling up stuff.
Bad puller upper.
No, it's not a bad puller upper.
Good puller upper, bad puller upper.
It's just there aren't a lot of cons, so I'm just trying to think of anything.
Okay, all right.
Tell us something personally you don't like about him.
There's nothing personal that I think I dislike about either one of them. I think they're both.
Let me ask you a question, Shannon, because you're very nice. This is wrong with Shannon. She's too fucking nice.
You just call me a psychopath.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy to be nice to anybody involved with Guest Digital. We're bad people.
I feel like when I'm mean when it's appropriate, and then
Shut
I get called
the
a bitch.
Fuck up. Do you know in your head? Be honest about this. You don't have to say who, but do you know who in your head you would rather, and you just don't want to say it because you're being nice?
Not 100%. I mean, I'll just say in general, like I've worked where Joey is one of the producers on my show. So like I already work with him and I know how to work with him. Paco, I don't know very well, you know,
rather Joey.
No, so,
I didn't ask for all I said yes or no. And then she just kept on offering more and more information.
No, it's not that I would rather. I'm just saying I'm trying to take that out of the equation.
You're trying to take it out of the equation.
Yeah.
Okay. Unbiased. Who would you kill if you had to?
I wouldn't want to kill either one of them.
If you had to kill one. That's a fucking great question, Shannon.
If you had
God
to kill
damn it,
one.
Dude.
If you had to kill one.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
It's a fucking great question, Ryan. You're going to get real ass dude of the week for that question.
Wow. That's crazy. But yeah,
who would you rather kill if you had to kill one? Guns against your head. You get there's one bullet in this gun. They said you can take this gun and you can kill one of...
You're about to get crucified by Jews. And then crucified. And then you can replace one of them to get crucified by the Jews. Which one are you picking? To die a horrible...
And look, Irish death. Joey looks a lot like Jesus, so it's very easy to visualize, which is a little bit unfair.
I think it would be more beneficial to the Gas Digital Network at this present moment to kill Paco, but only because... Whoa. Only because...
Wow!
Damn!
Only because wow. Joey already works on shows, so like someone else would have to be...
I thought we were stopping Asian hate.
Yeah, I thought. What? We just had a whole thing about this.
So not only do you think that Joe, you like working with Joey, you have a relationship with him, but you'd kill Paco.
Only because it would take a lot of time to train somebody else to do Joey's other
job. Just out of convenience. What an ass. Jesus.
I'm sorry. I don't feel like training anybody.
Wow. This is a lot. So, Shannon, you could say it, Shannon. You're leaning toward Joey.
I'm trying to take out the working with Joey already out of the equation so that I can measure you both equally.
Thank you. Paco, as an Asian, when you hear the word measure, do you kind of clam up a little bit?
I get nervous.
You do, right? You're like, oh, get that ruler away from me. Right?
Very much so.
All right. Wow.
Oh, man.
So this is very difficult right now because I feel like I was leaning probably toward Paco. But now that I know Shannon is leaning more toward Joey, I'm very split.
Damn.
I'm very split here.
Well, I wouldn't want Paco to die, as Shannon would totally have him killed.
You know what? I think that the only way to do this would be get Joey back into the production booth with you guys.
Why don't you see who would last longer on a crucifix?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That seems
too.
The easiest way to do this.
Or who's actually a fucking brilliant idea.
Who could do the whole beating and up to the crucifix? Who do you think would last longer?
You get a prostitute at each guy's feet?
Each guy's feet.
I mean, we could technically set up a crucifix and tie them up in the park, and whoever gives up first
is the...
loses.
Yeah.
And the winner... That's actually a fucking great idea.
That's the way you got to do it.
It's almost meant to be.
It's part of... It's his season, dude.
This is divine intervention right now. This is God telling us this is what needs to be. They're arguing about who would last longer. It's like, dude, I'd last longer if it was you.
Dude.
Who wants it more? That's really because here's the thing. You guys both have different skill sets, but both great skill sets. You're both very talented producers. You're both very liked. It's very split in the chat. People want both of you guys. I was talking to people in my Twitch stream earlier today, and I was like, who do you want? And I feel like whereas Paco was getting a lot of love in the racist live chat the other day, Irish Joey was getting a lot of love in the Twitch stream today. So it seems like the whole audience is split, Shannon. Do you think the only fair way to do this would be to set up crosses and crucify them in Union Square?
I think, that's the only way.
How do we do this? How do we build crucifixes?
We should do it in our backyard so we don't get in trouble.
No, we're more likely to get in trouble with our landlord than we are with fucking...
Cover them with sheets at night.
We'll
take a part of mine.
Yeah.
We got guys that we have crosses covered in sheets at the Gas Digital Studios. That's not on brand at all.
Yeah. I think a crucifix off.
I mean, look, it's essentially, we're not going to actually nail your hands to the fucking cross, guys.
Yeah, you'll be screwed in.
Yeah. Get a DeWalt and fuck these kids.
I mean, we do a thing where they can stand on a little platform, right? Yeah. They stand on it and then they can hold on to it.
No, you got to tie them. You got to make sure they can't.
The problem is they need to be able to get down when they want to get down.
Sure. Well, that means there's got to be somebody watching.
That's true.
It's got to be, like if somebody, gotta be a monitor.
If they were tied, then
live stream it and then people will watch.
We could just live stream it for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone will catch them.
This is incredible.
Have people dress as Roman centurions.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Dude, we need 500 frogs. Somebody go to the pet store right now. We need locusts. We need frogs.
Dude. That would be great. Yeah, I think that's a perfect idea.
Can you look and see if we could buy a crucifix off Amazon, how much that would be?
Does anybody have any firstborn sons you don't want?
Just get a snow machine and make hail. Fucking snowing in July.
So we can just get like two big pieces of wood and nail them together.
Yeah, crosses
are Shannon being a little slut. It's like two big pieces of wood, if you know what I mean. Shannon was double teamed one time, and we keep on bringing it up. Oh, so when she says two big pieces of wood, that's what I'm talking about.
Killer.
Oh yeah.
Did they crucifix inside you?
No, not just two big pieces of wood. You're saying you make the crucifix herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, where are we going to get fucking crucifix wood? Irish Joey's probably made it for one of his death metal shows. Irish Joey, do you have any extra giant crucifixes lying around that you could turn from upside down to right side up?
I could probably work something together.
Hmm? All right. Well, here's what I want, because we only have this week. We have to decide. I would say starting on Wednesday, so then we can go to the live stream on the show live. We'll check in on them all throughout the show. We'll start it on Wednesday, and we'll see how far you guys go.
Dude, why not start on Holy Thursday?
Holy Thursday?
Yeah, it's when Jesus got crucified.
Is that
it's coming up? It might be this week.
No,
he got crucified.
Oh, that's right. It is fucking Easter.
Oh shit!
Oh my God!
Dude, yes,
it's Passover. It's Easter.
Lining up.
This is all. This is the best bit we've ever done. I this could have been October and I'd be trying this bit.
Whoa!
It's my birthday as well. It's a birthday gift for me. It's a work crucifying the producers. It's a birthday gift. It's my favorite thing we've ever done.
Damn.
We've never done anything better than crucifying producers on my birthday.
Pennies from heaven.
Dude.
Boom shakalaka.
I'm so excited. I've never been more excited for anything in my entire life. On Thursday, we are crucifying Paco and Joey. Whoever lasts longer will fit, because you guys at this point, the work you guys have done is incredible. I like both of you guys. You guys are both, you both have Home Tier Gas Digital, but look, everyone wants to be a producer on the Real Ass Podcast. This is the fucking show. This is the fucking morning show of the network. We might be going to 4 days a week soon enough. The boys, okay? Thursday morning, you guys will be, where should we do, Union Square or which park? Which park?
New York is back, baby.
Yeah, here we go.
No masks. No masks.
I mean, you'll be 6 feet high. You'll be high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll be socially distanced based off of height.
Mm-hmm.
Socially distanced crucifixion. That's the only way we can do it in New York.
Hell yeah.
You can make little crowns of thorn for their birds.
Oh, that would be fun.
Are you guys both in? And let me just say this right now. Whoever dresses more like Jesus will get a little bit of brownie points. I'm going to give the person who dresses more like Jesus a special prize. I'm going to suck your dick. I'm going to suck your dick right off your body while you're on that cross.
Damn.
Shannon, will you dress up as Mary Magdalene? But you're going to be like a street hooker, like from the 80s.
No, but those are two different things.
What? Mary Magdalene, how she'd be today? No teeth? She's fucking smoking crack. Dude, Marilyn Magdalene will be a crack whore.
Oh, yeah, she's got boils just on her pussy. Dude,
that's what they gave Egypt boils. They sent Marilyn Magdalene in. She gave everyone boils.
She's fucked all of Egypt.
Yeah.
That's got to be the worst. You're getting crucified and your nose itches.
Oh, yeah. One of Jesus' hair just lands right. He's like, just blow it up. It's like, God damn it.
This is great. Is this a fair way to decide this, Shannon, or am I being crazy right now?
What makes me nervous is doing it in a public park.
Why? Why would it make you nervous? So, look, if people threaten you because they're offended about the crucifixion of Jesus, that's another reason to get down and run and lose the position.
It's also, you're doing it on the day he was crucified.
It looks like you're homage. Yeah, it looks like you're fucking showing respect to Jesus.
Yeah. Without a doubt. It's
right?
Dueling Jesuses. Mm-hmm. What's more better? Like,
it's like dueling pianos.
Yeah, it's like take one Jesus, add another. That's,
I mean, Irish Joey looks enough like Jesus that people are going to be like, oh, this is a reenactment. It's a play.
And then Paco,
they're going to be like, you piece of shit. They're
growing. You're going to be like, no, we want him included because of all that. Stop
that
the Asian
true.
Hate. Stop Asian hate.
That is true. So that you could act like you're doing a demonstration about Asian hate, which is another thing. Nobody's gonna hate on an Asian right now.
No,
not this week.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can literally walk on water through this, dude. You don't have to fucking worry, dude.
Paco, you in? Joey, you in? Shannon, we've decided this.
Yeah, I guess so.
In a public park.
That was the most reluctant.
That's how every crucifixion starts. So. I guess so.
I guess so.
I guess this is what we're doing.
Damn it.
This seems like another one of these bad ideas you have, but here we are.
Wacky Roman ideas. How about crucifixion? I guess.
This is right under your idea of hugging people in the park at the beginning of coronavirus.
Right. I was doing a hug competition during the pandemic, right when it started, last March.
Who won?
Dylan was going to go do it, and then I think everyone convinced me to not allow him to do it.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Almost as good as when we had Dylan go sing us. You remember when the girl was at Starbucks? It was like a really cringy TikTok video, and she was like, "I want a latte and a blah blah."
Yes, yeah.
And she sang, and they're like, "Oh my god!" They're like, "Here, take this latte for free." And she was like, "Thank you," and she drove away. We had Dylan do that for a chicken sandwich at Popeyes in the hood. We had him sing a racist song.
I was like, did you show up with white gloves on?
It was brutal. Yeah, they attacked him. They chased him out. It was fucking just delightful.
Damn.
Yeah. So Dylan wanted it.
It's good.
Shannon's never done a silly stunt.
I guess not. Not on this show.
I tried to get you to make out with me for a full 6 months.
But I still participated in a way.
Yeah, you made out with Ralph instead of me, which is disgusting.
Right, so I did that.
It's hurtful.
That's a silly stunt.
It's a hurtful thing to do.
She's your Judas.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so anyway, let's see. What are some of these stories here? I'm going to save that for Legion of Skanks. Save that for Legion of Skanks. Bad baby finally turns 18. I almost feel like we should save that for Zach. Right?
Yeah. I was hoping we would do it because Friday was her birthday.
Friday was her birthday. Yeah. Bad baby.
Who's bad baby?
Cash me outside, girl.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she's 18
now. She's finally legal.
She's legal. Remember back in the day, it wasn't even a big deal to like be like, oh, I can't wait till she turns 18. That was like a, you know.
I mean, Hustler had a whole video series about
that. Yeah, barely legal.
Barely legal.
Barely legal.
That's a crazy, like, if you're buying that as like a 36-year-old dude, you're like, barely I like legal. How I could
39.
Go to jail.
39.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Olsen twins, like, all our parents, like, found us asleep like we were waiting for Santa Claus and had to carry us upstairs.
Well, the Olsen twins had a website back in the day, which was
the Countdown.
Yeah, it was a Countdown.
Damn.
For their 18th birthday. And they were children. That was actually creepier because at least Daniel Bergoglio,
whatever the sauce is that is her last name.
Her last name sounds delicious.
It does. It sounds like it'd be on a piece of
Bergoglio. Can I have a piece of Bergoglio, please?
Sound like you're trying to talk your way out of the DUI. Just dropping Daniel Bergoglio out, like two blocks away.
What's her last name, Shannon?
Bergoglio or Bergoglio?
Bergoglio with some cheese.
Yeah.
Some Bergoglio with some prosciutto.
Bergoglio, like, it's an Italian word meaning wigger.
Yeah. Sounds like a really expensive lube.
Yeah.
What'd you use? Some Bergoglio on that ass.
Extra virgin lube.
Extra virgin lube.
Yeah. So, you know, at least let's be honest. Let's play a little Captain Creepy right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Can we be honest? Can we be honest? Do you guys want honesty or do you want some fucking phony ass shit? You want some real ass shit, right? At least she has big titties. Right? At least this chick's got big fat fun bags and has had them since she was a child. The Olsen twins, anybody who was waiting for the Olsen twins to turn 18.
What do you think was going to happen?
They were pedophiles. They were real deal pedophiles because they were these little tiny girls. They were children. And then it was like, oh, I can't wait till they grow up. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? That is a crazy thing. Bergoglio, this bitch, look, I mean, she got tattoos when she was 12.
Yeah.
She's a psychopath. She was a street hooker or whatever the fuck she was doing with her mom when she was on Dr. Phil. Okay, and then she turned into whatever she turned into. So the people that are waiting for her to turn 18, it's a little different.
It's a different thing. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, she's a problem. This one's a problem. The Olsen twins looked like children. They still look like children.
Yeah.
They're all weird looking.
That's like weird guys like growing a plant just to harvest it. They're like, I can't wait till that gets ripe.
That's bizarre. It's very bizarre.
It's weird as hell.
You jerk it off to the mouth of a Venus flytrap. Yeah.
You're like, get bigger.
Like, yeah, this is the thing. They were children and looked as such. Like, pedophiles were into the fucking Olsen twins turning 18. They're not even hot chicks.
Yeah, I was going to
like,
say, they did not grow into their faces.
Yeah, it's fucking... like Topanga on Boy Meets World, she had titties.
She
was a woman amongst girls.
That sounds like the biggest excuse you could ever give. Like you get busted. Like, look, she's a woman among the girls, man.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, if people were
Jesus
into Topanga,
Christ.
God, didn't was that when was the
yeah? When was
this,
that?
Is this now Topanga or then Topanga?
That's got to be then.
It's more towards then. I typed in her at 18. Fuck. I think this may be a little older than that, though.
Doesn't matter.
Whatever, dude.
Doesn't matter.
She's so gross and young.
Yeah. How Yuck. Terrible. This is Yuck. Disgusting.
So the point is, though, like, it's a little different, okay? It's like there's, like, levels of pedophile, of okay? We are, you know, barely pedophile. That should be our series.
Barely pedophiles.
Barely
pedophiles. First episode. A woman among girls. First episode.
We're dropping it down to 16.
Listen.
We're barely pedophiles.
Barely. Lock us up.
Yeah.
If you can.
If you can
lock us up.
If you like barely legal, you're barely a pedophile. Okay.
Barely.
There are pedophiles out there, okay? Yeah.
We're cresting pedophile. our toes are scraping pedophile. We walk past it.
Put our toes in the water.
Yeah. Dude, just Topanga, dipping it in.
Yeah, Topanga was, it's a little different. So it's like, we were like little boys and we saw Topanga and we were like, wow.
Yeah.
Like that was like,
you know,
she was every little boy's first crush.
It's funny you bring that up. It's because I
am a pedophile.
Well, I thought we were in a safe spot here. I thought we were cresting. No, like when someone would bring up Natalie Portman or Christina Ricci, the first time I ever had a crush on either those.
They were children.
They were kids. So when I think about like, oh, they're like, oh, Natalie Portman's so hot. I'm like, she is. But I think of her.
You think of the child.
In Leon the Professional when right. I had, that's the first one that comes
right.
up.
Right. We're barely pedophiles.
You're barely a pedophile.
Yeah. That's not even a big deal.
I don't even think
and
it's a
big Christina
deal.
And then Christina Ricci, I remember as a kid, even as Wednesday Addams was great, but now and then there was a scene where she was in her bra.
Dude.
And I beat my dick until it was.
Of course you did.
Purple.
Dude.
Yeah, I remember thinking as a kid, like thinking like, God, Casper's so lucky getting to watch her take shits.
Seriously.
Like you could just go right in there without opening the door.
Dude, he makes himself into the toilet seat. He's just
don't show the child in her bra, Shannon. What the fuck's wrong with you? You freaking freak.
It's in a Jesus. Movie.
Jesus.
Wait, how old is she there though?
She's a child.
What's
instead of slamming cabinets, Casper's just opening her underwear drawer.
Casper goes boo and her panties fall out of her mouth. He's like, sorry.
What'd you say?
She was 15 then.
Yeah, she was a child then. Yeah, for sure. But I remember being a kid at that time being like, oh my God. Yeah.
Of course.
I used to love Christina Ricci. Yeah, it's Wednesday Addams.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's probably around the same age, right? How old are you?
I'm Ryan? 36.
Yeah, I'm 38. I'll be 39 on Thursday, on the day we crucify our producers.
She's 41.
She's 41, yeah. So she's a couple years older than me. Yeah, she was my sister's age. But so, yeah, she was like, then like Christina Applegate from
Married with Children.
Yeah. She like, what? Because I said it wrong, Shannon? Because I can't speak? I speak professionally? It's actually impressive how much money I make speaking, considering I can't speak. So maybe you guys should learn a little something from me. Maybe people shouldn't be so quick to criticize. They should look at what I'm doing right as opposed to criticizing what I'm doing wrong.
It's true.
Because most people can speak better than me.
He's barely a letabile. he's barely one of those. He could barely say Bergoli. Let him be, okay?
Shit.
No, but I mean
Christina Applegate. Applegate back in the day was fucking
dude.
Yeah, don't bomb. Tell mom the babysitter's dead. She was so hot in that.
Hell yeah.
Crushing.
Dude. Necrophilia in that one.
Dude. did they fuck the granny?
They fucked the babysitter?
Yeah, the director's cut.
Don't tell mom that we're fucking the dead babysitter.
Don't tell mom Kenny fucked the babysitter.
Don't tell mom I'm fucking grandma.
Man. She ruled back in the day, dude. And her whole character on Married Children, she was just a dumb
bimbo slut. Yeah. They're like, Fox is like, we got to step it up a notch. How about a girl who has no idea when she's got a cock inside? That's pretty good, right? Right?
That's how unwoke they were. It's like the only female characters on the show was Kelly, who was a dumb bimbo, and Peg, who was a dumb bimbo.
And then the lesbian neighbor, who was a bulldog.
Who was a fucking cunt, everyone hated.
Hated.
Remember when you could just have a show where like dudes were like, yeah, my life fucking sucks. It was a great show.
Dude, Al Bundy was 2 seconds away from being like, yeah, Peg, you're a whore. That was 1 second away, but
I always hated how he never wanted to fuck her though.
Yeah, that's a bummer too.
Yeah, Peg was pretty hot.
Yeah,
back
I would have fucking wrecked Peg. What are you fucking?
Yeah, but I understand. Like you get it after a while. Like you're just bored of fucking the same chick. Your life sucks. It's a different thing for Al Bundy. Like the whole thing was they were really poor, right? He used to work at a fucking woman's shoe store, but a low end woman's shoe store. Like women were like just shitty to him all day. Hated chicks. His wife was just a fucking loser who wouldn't cook, wouldn't clean, wouldn't do anything. By the time you're ready to fuck, you know, it's almost like the type of shit where, like, their sex life was literally her, like, fucking crying and then blowing him, and then him being like, yeah, I fucking hate you. I hate this life. And that's like, you didn't show everything on camera.
Imagine pitching this show.
Yeah.
God damn. Whoever pitched it like had like pictures of ladies on the walls with eyes scratched out.
Oh,
like they're all retarded. We fucking hate them. There's a lesbian that is an absolute monster. I love it.
Each woman is worse than the last.
But the daughter is bustworthy, man. Fuck,
but check this out. The dog, he talks.
Yeah, the dog talks. Dog also talks.
But check this out. Hold on. I'm going to throw you for a loop here. The dog can talk.
Oh, man.
And he's got a son that's barely not a midget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Borderline retarded kid.
That's yeah, that was a great show.
That is a great
Does movie. It hold up still? I haven't watched it in a long time.
I have not either.
I haven't watched it either.
Yeah. I got to give that one a watch-a-rooski. All right. Let's see. We got a little bit of time left here. Happy birthday to Bad Baby.
Wait, how? And she's 18 today.
Buffalo radio Friday. Hosts Friday, compare how they like their toast to a black woman's skin tones. And he got fired. This racially charged conversation aired Wednesday morning on Buffalo's 97 Rock in the Morning Bull Show. Cumulus Radio, which owns the station, said it already fired Rob Letterman and suspended Rich Bull Gainsler and Chris Klein. So they fired these guys because they had a conversation about how they can. Okay. This is like a conversation we would have on this show or Legion of Skanks. They were saying how much they like their toast, how dark they like it, and they were bringing up pictures of black women.
Jesus.
Well, you know what you put on black toast? Cocoa butter.
If it's too burnt, you have to put cocoa butter on it.
Hold on, I like my toast Tyra. Okay, dude, I don't want it Leslie Jones.
That is, first of all, when I tell people to get my coffee, I use skin tones.
Oh, really?
For how I like my coffee. So that's what it's like mine. I like mine, but sometimes I'm like, I want no cream rice. So I want mine as Leslie Jones, please. I have like a Leslie Jones.
It's Leslie Jones.
I want my coffee screaming at me.
Wow.
Oh hell, man. Yeah. Wow. Rainey just blasted one.
Lifted me off the chair.
How long was that in the chamber, dude?
That just came to me.
That's funny.
I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit's coming through me today.
You're touched by God right now.
Being in a new relationship sucks. I just want to fart so bad all the time. I have to leave the house.
What do you mean you have to leave the
house? I have to like go around the corner to fart because I'm in a new relationship. And I don't want her to get comfortable and start farting in front of me.
It is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
I've had some girlfriends who have like, I thought my ass was like ridiculous. And then,
no, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Man. Nothing's worse than a lady that's been holding it in for 20 years.
It is like the Ark of the Covenant, dude. You're just like, fuck.
Well, the problem is if you never, ever, ever fart, you almost have to like let little squeaky ones out here and there to like get their nose acclimated to the smell of your fart, so then they don't notice it.
It's fart grooming. Fart groomed, dude.
The problem is if you just hold it all in and then one day you let it slip, it's like the air has been poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what the fuck is that?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I used to fart with an ex-girlfriend. She used to think something was wrong with her basement. I'm not kidding. I would just like let them loose, and she'd be like, "What is that?" I'm like, "I don't know. You have something fucked up.
You might want to call the gas company."
Yeah, I was like, "What is that?
That's fucked up.
Does something die down here? What is this?"
No, I couldn't do that. I need my woman to be a woman, my lady to be a lady.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
That is, dude. Who says chivalry isn't fucking dead?
I mean, like, because at this point, like, when I take a shit, like, I'll still turn on the water.
Wait, what the fuck does that do?
It is a signal that I'm shitting.
He shits in the sink.
Oh. I just love wasting water.
She got feet dangling off the sink.
That's his bidet. Yeah. Just spraying it up.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But, you know, there's no real way to get rid of it. It's like, if it smells like matches, you know what I did? Mm. It smells like air freshener.
I mean, what would you rather smell? Somebody's fucking that disaster they left in the toilet? Or would you rather smell matches or like spray?
That's I'd rather smell matches or spray, but it's just, look, I'm very immature when it comes to this. I'm not.
So you're not even trying to let her know that you do take a shit?
No.
Wow.
I don't let her know that I'm going to take a shit. I fuck up, though. Like, if I have to piss, I say I have to piss. If I have to shit, I have to go to the bathroom, and I have to stop giving
you on. You have to stop doing that.
I let her know when I say that.
And then I set the house on fire.
Well, wait. So when you take a shit, then, if you're trying to cover it up, how fast do you shit? Because you can't be in the bat. Like, what are you taking, like a fucking 20-minute long piss? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, what I do is even it out. I take extremely long pisses on purpose. So every time I go to the bathroom, I just do tell them, like, I take crazy long pisses.
Wow.
It's a 15-minute piss.
Right? How long can you keep that charade up? Or do you just both believe that you're taking
Nobody believes that anybody's doing anything. It's just, she knows I'm shitting.
You're having like poop there's, satyrs there's in there. Shit, no one believes anything.
There's shit splatter all over the bowl. It's just not. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that piss I left in there. It smells so bad. Don't go in there.
I'm very dehydrated.
Yeah. I ate a lot of asparagus earlier today. It's just don't go in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these Buffalo radio hosts, maybe we'll try to get them on the show. What happened?
Do you want
to
hear it? The clip?
Oh, they have the clip? Please. Yeah. Let me hear it.
Hold on. There's an ad first. Just talk amongst yourselves for two more seconds.
Notion. Don't tell me how to host a fucking podcast.
There it is.
What is your
Level? What's the number?
You're setting,
I think it's probably a 7-ish, 6. Oh my, 6 to 7, God. Probably 7.
Dude, radio voices are so weird.
Ours, mm. And I'm going to make it into trouble.
It's probably a 7-ish, and it's a probably.
I got to be honest with you. Leslie Jones is what I want on my toast.
I think my toast would be more like a, I can't think of another black person.
I got to be honest with you. In the morning, I want a Morgan Freeman wheat bread. That's what I need.
I prefer mine like Michael Winslow of Police Academy.
Well, you're a crazy guy.
That is a noisy piece of toast.
I like it so dark, I have to use pumpernickel.
Honestly, I want my toast so dark that it gets in the street and tells other pieces of toast that they can't kill other pieces of toast. This is amazing. What I want.
Did you say pumpernickel? I did. Go ahead.
I will never go to a Serena Williams level, but I'm very comfortable with, like, I'm very comfortable at a Halle Berry level.
Rules.
Yeah. A little bit of mulatto still coming through. It can't be.
Whoa.
He said mulatto. This guy's 70.
What?
Gail King, that's not in your room.
No, Gail King is not even on my toaster level.
That'd be crazy. Wow. If he's like throwing out, like Felicia Rashad, maybe. I don't know.
Burn my fucking toast, man.
It's like, I like mine like Kobe after the crash.
I like my toast fried hard.
Jesus. Oh, fuck. Oh, he said mulatto. Holy crap.
Jeez. Wow.
I hadn't heard that in a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you have a FM radio job, this just is what it is.
And where was this at? What state was this at?
Buffalo.
Awesomeville, USA. Well, all right. Jesus. Well, look, it was a funny bit. It was genuinely a funny bit. You know, I don't think you should get fired for something like that. Come on, what are we doing here? You can't, like, they're just making stupid, silly, funny jokes. Funny jokes. They're silly jokes. Silly times. I like it. I like that brand of humor. I like those guys. Real ass dude. You know what? I take it from you, Shannon. Real ass dude of the week, right there.
There it goes. Get it.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
This has been a fun show. Honestly, very, very fun show. Thank you very much to my guests, Ryan Shannon, Mike Rainey. You guys are the fucking shit. So funny. Make sure you guys check out their podcasts, You Fucked It and Dad Meat, available wherever you guys can find podcasts. And we'll be back on Wednesday. Who are the guests on Wednesday, Shannon?
Ian Finance and Brendan Saglow.
Ooh, fag time. Ian. With Ian and Brendan. That's going to be a good time. So we'll see you guys on Wednesday. And until then, have yourselves a great day. Good night.
That's all, folks.